Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Well, Peter, we've made our way to the fifth Sunday of Lent, would you believe? And the film that you've picked for today is The Greatest Story Ever Told.
I've not picked it because it's the greatest film on the Gospels, but its version of today's Gospel, the woman taken in adultery and brought to Jesus for his judgment, it's a very striking presentation of this scene. I should tell a story that sometimes with a group or in a parish, I've chosen, say, about five versions of this particular story, even from Cecil B. DeMille's King of Kings from the 20s, or The Last Temptation of Christ, which is a very vivid one, or The Jesus from Jeremy Sisto. Unfortunately, Zeffirelli's presentation of it is not as good as some of the others, but there are various versions of this story, and people respond to them. They like the presentation of Jesus in one, they're not so keen on him in another. And it's a way, I think, of expressing faith without people realizing that they're being asked to express their faith in Jesus.
Behold, I send my messenger who shall prepare the way.
Listen to the voice of one crying in the wilderness. One whose sandals I am not worthy to carry.
What is your name, my friend?
James. Little James. They call me Little because I'm the youngest. What is your name?
Jesus.
That's a good name.
Thank you.
The reason for The Greatest Story Ever Told is that she's equated with Mary Magdalene, which is not accurate, but the woman is taken in. She's dressed in red, so she's a scarlet woman, played by Carol Baker, and she's flung, literally flung at the feet of Jesus, who is played in the most unlikely way by the Swedish actor Max von Sydow. Too tall, too Swedish, whatever it be for Jesus, but he does a very dignified job. Two striking things. He actually picks up the stone and she cowers and he throws it down, missing her, of course. But it just struck me once when watching it, whoever is innocent should cast the first stone, and Jesus casts the first stone, but not at her. And so it's just one of those reflections that filmmakers are able to alert us to a nuance in the Gospel and makes us see it in just a different spotlight. And the other thing is that people often want to see whether Jesus reaches out to touch the woman or not. This particular Jesus is a bit aloof, but one of the disciples actually picks her up. And so it's an interesting thing of the relationship of Jesus to the woman and letting her go free and not sinning anymore. He touches her, for instance, in DeMille. He touches her in the Jeremy Sisto Jesus, very strong in The Last Temptation of Christ. So in reflecting on this Gospel, which is very dramatic, it's appealed to the filmmakers throughout the decades.